This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Live?
Yeah.
I told you not to start it yet, Bailey.
No. I like that he's on time. Are we actually on time this week?
No, early. We're a minute early.
Well, that's going to throw everything off.
Everybody's going to be. I'm confused. Sexually.
Well.
That's not something you should share on this.
Oh. Are we on?
Yes. When I have you on as a guest, you can talk all about your sexual confusion. All right, so this is a thing. We're doing it.
You make
Hi,
me feel things.
Hi, it's Josh here with the Hump Day Nooner. Embarrassing every time I have to say that. I am here with Grace Inger.
Hi.
Grace from our staff. You've seen her every Friday on the Weeks in Review, and you hear her typically on Mondays mm-hmm. When she joins us here in studio.
But as Christy says, we're not known for our Monday shows, so...
It's true.
Totally said that. I wonder why they stuck me on Monday.
The always terrific, Lee Handsome, Chris Spangle is here with us.
Thank you, sir.
And Bailey is behind the scenes making sure this all runs smoothly. Mm-hmm. And Spangle, you will be fielding questions from our digital audience. And you're free to ask us anything. We're free to answer whatever we like. And
you may ask Josh anything. You may ask Grace anything. You may not ask Bailey anything, but leave your questions in the comment section. Grace, what would you say you do here other than the on-air stuff that people see?
Not a lot. No, what? Actually, I do. My official title is guest booker. So I basically handle arranging any of the scheduling that goes on the show. If we have comedians, we arrange phone calls with actors, musicians, etc. And as I've also been referred to as the crumb tray, which basically means I catch everything that falls through the cracks. So a lot.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Or Spangle refers to me as the little sister he never wanted,
mm-hmm.
which maybe I don't know about the same for you, Josh.
Hmm. No, I've always wanted a little sister. I just.
Not her.
Anyway.
Right. Let's see. Josh. Brett wants to know.
Hi, Brett.
Do you get more satisfaction from making other comedians laugh than just a regular crowd?
No, because other comedians typically didn't pay. I mean, it's great to people that it's always awesome to make people laugh that make you laugh. But if I'm doing a show, I'm only focused on making the audience laugh. There's such a thing in stand-up comedy as performing to the back of the room, meaning you tell jokes that are just for the comedians who are standing in the back of the room or seated back. I'm not a big fan of that. It can be fun at times, but mostly I perform for the people who actually paid money to be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is for Grace, I think. Casey Maybe. Says out loud, didn't her dad work for the show?
Yes. My dad still does work
Nepotism.
For the show. Yes, absolutely. We actually, one of the running jokes is to get hired here, you have to be an FOTK or KOTF. Kid of Tom's friend or friend of Tom's kid.
Probably shouldn't said that on a live stream.
Nah, I don't care. Okay. But I am a kid of Tom's friend. Paul Yinger, PJ, is what he's referred to. He's been in the Bob and Tom band. He's a trumpet player. So you'll hear him from here pretty often. And then he's also the graphic designer for the show. So fun fact, actually, PJ is the only other name on every Bob and Tom album besides Bob and Tom. So, yeah, he's been around for
a little bit.
Yeah, he's been around for a little bit. So, yes, I did pull that nepotism card when I was in college. I said, Daddy, can I have an internship? And so it started there, and then I was hired on part-time and now full-time. So, yeah.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of a good one here. That's not it. Joe wants to know, Grace, what are your top three bands?
Oh, gosh. Bands? It depends on what kind of music. Because I
buckle up. This is going to be embarrassing.
I have a really bad taste in music. It's very true. I'm going to see one of my favorite bands next week. They're called All Time Low. Shut up. I love them. Actually, one of the PDs walked into my office and says, who has an autographed picture of All Time Low in their office? That's me. Are you going to play the music?
I'd like to pull up some All Time Low. I think I've heard.
You got to pick a good song, though.
Well, I'll pick whatever the most popular on Spotify
is. Oh, that's going to be Dear Maria, and that's not their best. Let's see what else. I mean, I love a lot of bands. Green Day, Blink-182, A Day to Remember is probably my number two on that list.
So a lot of faux punk?
Yeah, like pop punk stuff. Let's see. No, this isn't a good one.
This is All Time Low.
It certainly is.
And this is an All Time Low.
I can see it being fun.
Yeah. You didn't let it pick up, but that's okay.
Trust me, I played more than I wanted to.
But I also like, Josh and I went and saw Breaking Benjamin last summer.
Yes.
That was fun. Yeah. I like Breaking Benjamin, Disturbed, Bullet for My Valentine. Avenged Sevenfold, I really like too.
Yeah, they're good.
What are you giggling at?
The name Bullet for My Valentine is just so emo.
That's kind of my style. I like really like whiny, sappy emo music. And then the opposite side of that, I really like, there's a musician, I'm going to see him Friday. His name is Andy Grammer. I love Andy Grams.
A fine speaker and writer. Grammer.
You're the
Grammer,
worst. You were the worst. So that was probably too extended. Do you have a top three of your favorite bands?
I do.
What would they be?
Do we have any other? Oh, I don't know. Three of my favorite bands would be Tool, Pink Floyd, and Breaking Benjamin.
Okay. That's acceptable.
Josh?
Yeah.
Main comic inspirations?
Robert Schimmel is my number one. Steve Martin. Chris Rock. Larry Miller. I would say those.
This is an unintentionally hilarious question from Tobias. Grace, what kind of man attracts you?
That is very unintentionally here.
Now,
what does he mean
by that?
I think he meant to say, what kind of man are you attracted to?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's much different than the kind of man she attracts.
Yes, that's the question. Yes. I have a very odd type. I tend to lean more towards like lanky guys. I like a big nose, big schnoz. That's where it's at.
What happened, do you think? Like, you had to have been like a young girl.
My first boyfriend had a really big nose.
Okay.
Yeah. He's happily married now, so there goes that. But, yeah.
I like it too, honestly.
Like a big nose? I like a big schnoz. I don't know what it is.
Grace and I like people that look like a Picasso.
Yeah, pretty much. If you look damaged, I'm into it. That's...
So, like, your number one woman is like Lois Griffin?
Honestly, yes. The more distinct the nose, the... Oh.
But yeah, I'm typically into like tall, lanky guys, and they've got to make me laugh, and they have to be intelligent, and your grammar has to be on point. Don't say ain't or don't got or ain't. I hate it.
Or speak, I seen.
Yes, or I seen it. No, be a professional person. Like, just speak well. Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
Don't speak good. Spread good, but speak well. I'll shut up. Continue.
Sort of fell apart there, Josh.
I didn't say I have to just speak well.
Right, right. Don't just do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
Chris wants to know, Josh, since the last time I saw a Nooner, you've lost a lot of weight.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Yeah, I'm just eating better, and that's really all I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look good.
You're thanks. Doing the 30? What was it called? Mm-hmm. What was it called?
I'm just eating better.
I need to pick up on that.
Michelle wants to know, for both of you, when was the last time you changed your opinion or belief about something major?
Oh, that's a great question.
Wow. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it absolutely happens. And a lot of times it happens right here in the studio where we'll be talking about, some topic will come up. I will very passionately argue one side. And then all of a sudden I realize this is so stupid. why am I so passionate about it? And then I kind of go, then the other part of my brain goes, no, just let people be. Who cares? It's not affecting me. It's not hurting anybody. And so a lot of times I'll change my opinions that way. Mm-hmm. In terms of something really major, I don't know. I mean, I politically, I'm all over the place, mm-hmm. so I don't know. You know, I'm pretty middle of the road, so I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about something major. I know most of this, at least, because I've been working here for 6 years, but I'm still learning a lot about the comedy world and the entertainment industry and what goes into it. So some of it is just, and I'll be the first to say this, just plain ignorance of not knowing about something. So that really helps me give a decision as to how I feel about that. But major stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Gosh. More adult thing. Like I used to be, like really hesitant to do adult things like get a house and, get up earlier than 10:30 AM, that kind of thing. And those have been some big changes for me recently. So.
Oh, I still am. I call my mom with any insurance question. Still, I'm 25 years old. Yeah. That's probably not going to change.
That's a good question. And, sorry, we didn't answer it better.
Yeah.
Jason wants to know, and I don't know if there's an answer to this or not, favorite kind of deck to use in Magic the Gathering?
Are you a Magic player?
I don't play Magic. My close circle of friends are Magic players.
Ah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't play, so I couldn't tell you. I know, like, there's lands and there's water and there's a Lotus card. I know that. And you can get play mats and stuff.
Hmm.
It's about it. So no.
we have a new watcher. Greg Warren is watching.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Is that right? What a jerk.
I like Greg a lot, except he doesn't drink coffee. That's off.
Yeah, we had a question. Josh, do you drink coffee? Do you get amped up on caffeine before the show every day?
When I come in, I like right before the show starts, I start with a green tea. And that lasts for about an hour and a half, and then around 8 o'clock, I get coffee. So I don't know that it amps me up so much, but it certainly, I think it probably helps a little bit.
Let's see. Mike wants to know, do you two bite the ears or the butt off of the chocolate bunny first? Uh-oh.
Will you look at this?
Look at what's going on here.
All right, ladies.
I liked the hop. What was that?
In case you were filming, I wanted to look.
Yes.
Love butt play.
If you guys didn't recognize him, that's the janitor.
No, our janitor dresses.
I think I'm probably ears first. It's been a long time since I've had a chocolate bunny. You know what's the worst? Is there anything worse than getting one of those chocolate bunnies where you bite into it and it's hollow? You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate that.
There's a lot worse than that, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
No, there's nothing worse. Famine, war, nothing worse.
No, hollow chocolate bunny, out.
Peeps. Peeps are worse.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Yeah, I'm not a peep fan.
I hate peeps.
No. I don't care for them.
Now, Cadbury, do you like the cream or the caramel Cadbury eggs?
Cream. I'm a traditionalist.
I go both ways.
Yeah, girl.
You ever make a Cadbury omelet?
No, how do you make a Cadbury omelet, Josh?
Hey, you just take like three of them and throw them in the skillet and let them melt, and then you just eat it with a spoon. I would imagine. I've never done that. Maybe this is the year.
This is a great lead into a question. Mace had two questions.
Okay.
Mace asks, Josh, how many calories have you eaten today? And it's nice that you've lost weight. Was that due to Tom's bullying of you?
I don't calorie count. I have no idea. I don't weigh myself. So, no, the answer to the second question is that had nothing to do with it. Energy level was the main thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. They meant between you two, but let's open this up to everyone.
Okay.
Okay. On the staff, let's go with the people that people would know, like on the air, who can do the most push-ups?
On the air staff?
Yes.
Probably Christy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Jess. Christy or Jess, I would say.
Okay, yeah, if we're going that, I mean...
Because Tom's got a bad arm, Chick's got a bad shoulder.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, you've been hitting
the gym. It's probably got to be Donnie. Donnie's got a... He might be able to do a fair amount.
That's true.
Donnie Baker.
He does train.
I bet Oskay did a lot of manual labor.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, I bet he could do a fair amount of push-ups.
Yeah.
Bailey's 21.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey, how many push-ups do you think you could do?
40?
40?
Really?
40.
You need to come back and do 40 push-ups right now. I don't believe you.
No, I bet. I mean, when was the last time you did some?
A week ago.
Oh, so he would know. I would think it would be accurate then.
Girl push-ups or regular push-ups, Bailey?
Oh, very girly.
Girly, okay. Okay.
Right. What do you mean girly?
When you put your knees on
the ground? There are so many girls out there that could out-push-up me.
That's very
in
true.
Form and number.
I can do 2 girl push-ups, okay? I'm not hating. I'm just saying. That's what they were called in school.
Yeah.
I forgot. It's me too. All right. Larry wants to know, are you two friends outside of the show?
No, I hate him.
We're all friends outside of the show, yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much like each other, yeah. I convince myself on a regular basis that people don't like me. That's just my internal messed upness, but it's not true.
We get a lot of questions on social all the time. When are you two going to date already?
Yeah, well, Grace can do way better.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's true.
No, it's not.
We've banged like 9 times. What a dumb thing to say.
Spig lost
it. He doesn't realize what he's just done.
Yeah, no, that's not true at all, but it's fun to start rumors.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, man.
Spig is losing it.
I'm red. Raymond asks, Grace, mm-hmm. Do you want a long-distance relationship?
With Raymond or in general?
Probably with Raymond, but in general.
No, thank you. I appreciate the sentiment. However, I've made the effort and it is not a very, for me at least, it's not a very successful or healthy. I know it works all the time. People do it all the time, but I am way too needy.
Ryan wants to know, can Grace ever go to a movie with Josh again?
Probably not.
Legally, yes.
What Josh fails to mention in this, the story of the It scenario, if you're not familiar.
Give the context, please.
So when Josh tells the story, he says that I'm just this boisterous, over-the-top perv. Because how would that possibly be true? But there was a cat on screen during It. It's been out long enough, I can say this. And they were shooting pellets at it. And so I said, aw, like that's sad. You don't.
No, no. You said aw before anything happened.
There was a cat in the rain.
You saw a cat for an eighth of a second.
It was in the rain. It was in the pouring rain.
It was sitting on a porch.
She.
I'm a crazy cat lady. I can't help it. But the guy on the other side of me, number one, who was right next to me, stunk. Number two was straight up eating sugar in the raw packets throughout the entire movie. And he just kept, Josh would look over to see if it was me, and it wasn't. And three, this guy sneezed so incredibly loud, the both of us jumped.
Yes, and I was furious because I was convinced it was you, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I was late to, we have a Wednesday meeting, mm-hmm. and I was late to the meeting because I got here a little late because I was packing for Cincy tomorrow.
That's right.
And I'm sitting in my office for probably a good 5 minutes, and I think to myself, I don't hear Grace talking. Why is it so quiet? Oh! And so I skedaddled to the back. I want to build a website that says, is Grace making noise? And you go to the website and it just says, yes. Because if she's, you talk in your sleep, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Hi, Esther. You honestly
do? I've been known to have actually, I had an old boyfriend of mine take a video of me trying to have a conversation with him in my sleep about the white Jordans out in the rain and how I needed an umbrella. Like, just very random. Like, it's not worthwhile.
I asked PJ, your dad, yesterday, was Grace always a talker? And he goes, she was saying fully formed sentences before she was two.
Yeah, I was. And I was very, I'm obviously, you know, very outgoing, but I talked to strangers and scared the bejesus out of my parents on more than one occasion because I talk so much.
They didn't have nothing to worry about. The kidnapper would return you within the hour.
Immediately. It's valid, yes.
Bobby wants to know, which one of you is the bigger nerd?
Why? Why do you think me?
Well, you're more invested in stuff. I think we're nerdy in different aspects.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I can tell you basically anything that's happened on any television show within the last 20 years. And then for you, I think in the realm of horror and
mine's horror, more specific.
Yeah.
But hers is more like you know who news. Bella Thorne is or whatever.
Yep.
No, Grace, it is not a joke. Like, if you want to know anything about a movie or a television show on currently, she is encyclopedic.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, there are things, I should be educated in other realms, like, you know what's happening in Syria or, you know, how to, anything else other than, you know, Bella Thorne. I agree.
Yeah. Leroy, Grace. I have an extra VIP ticket to Jimmy Buffett in Indy. Would you like to go with me?
Thanks. I'm not a Buffett fan. But I appreciate the sentiment. But I can't hang with the parrot heads. Isn't that what they're called? Parrot heads? Yeah. Okay.
What's your favorite show that's on Netflix right now?
Oh, God. How much time do we have?
Approximately 10 more minutes.
You watch a ton of them.
I do. I just, and honestly, take this with a grain of salt, the new Queer Eye series is fantastic.
It's great.
It really is. It's just, it's so well done. The guys are great. But it depends on if it's a stand-up special or TV series. Because Chris Rock's new special is phenomenal. Tambourine. It was directed by Bo Burnham. It's just really well done.
Daniel wants to know, Josh, are you aware that you do the Chick McGee duck face?
I don't know what that is.
Kind of like put your lips, yeah.
Oh, he and I will do that to try to make each other laugh. Mm. So,
but it's usually when Chick goes, huh.
Oh, okay, it's that thing, yeah. So, like, how he and that? I, yeah, he'll insult me or I'll insult him and we'll, is that right? That kind of thing, yeah. Yes, I am aware of it.
It's very entertaining.
Okay, which one of you, Jesse wants to know, likes an outdoor activity, as in hunting, fishing, etc.?
Love fishing. I like camping. I'd like to, I mean, at some point maybe I'll get into this. I'd like to hike more just because I think it's fun and cool or whatever. But yeah. I really like spending time at, like, the Ozarks and doing a lot of fishing and stuff like that.
I don't like the sun. Next. No, I do like kayaking and canoeing. And I really gotten it, and I know this isn't really a super outdoor activity, but I really like gardening. I'm really into, like, growing my own herbs right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Are you renting right now?
Yeah, I rent an apartment, but I have a little herb garden box.
Oh, no
kidding. In my patio.
That's cool. I also like wiffle ball. Mm. It's got to be considered an outdoor activity.
Yeah, I would say.
Masturbating.
Yes.
You can do that
out of doors. I just sit on my porch.
Just.
Let's see. David wants to know, if you got reincarnated as an animal, what animal would you come back as?
Some sort of bird. I would like to fly. I mean, it's as simple as that. Probably some kind of, like, sea bird, maybe, so that I could enjoy the ocean and land.
What an eloquent answer.
Yeah.
You're a seabird, all right.
No, seabird.
Oh,
bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be a cat. I think that was obvious. They spend two-thirds of their life sleeping. Do you know how awesome that is?
You should talk about your oven mitt and the other decorations in your house.
So I'm kind of a crazy cat lady. I do have a dog as well, though, and I'm crazy about her. But my friends tend to get me cat accoutrements for my apartment. So I do have a cat spatula, and then I said, and I
a catchula,
a catchula, and
it has to be called that.
And I also have an oven mitt that has a cat paw going up it. So yeah, I have a problem,
Michelle.
Child, my oven mitt is a lobster claw. Thank you very much.
I almost the Chick like McGee that better. Face. Yes.
Michelle, one of the best questioners, asks, what are the top three things you want to accomplish before you die, and how close are you to accomplishing them?
Well.
Really messed up answer for that.
Boy, oh boy.
Happiness. Zero. No, I'm just kidding. Top three things. I don't know. I like to get my finances in order because I screwed those up when I was in college and really young, and I've got a long ladder to climb. But I think that's a huge, at least for me. I don't need a Maserati, but I just like to not.
How far up the ladder are you right now?
This past year, I've gotten a lot better. I read this book called The Broke Millennial, and it really kind of helped organize stuff. She has a blog, and so I read her book. That I just like to be healthy enough to the point where, you know, I don't get tired walking up a flight of stairs. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but it's okay. I don't know about a third. What about you? These are deep.
I would like to direct a movie at some point. I would like to. I don't know how close I am to that. I would like to. Kids, I'm fairly far away from that. I mean, you never know, I guess. And then,
yeah, we gotta talk.
I would
after
like
the show.
To. I would like. 19 jokes popped into my head about that.
Me too.
And I don't think any of them are. I mean,
broadcastable.
They are, but it's.
So third thing.
I eventually like to have, this is just a sort of a dream, but to have multiple houses in multiple locations. May never happen, but that's certainly, that'd be a cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. This is kind of a behind the scenes question. Daniel wants to know if it's taboo to mention that the show is broadcast out of Indianapolis. It seems like whenever the comedian is on and they hint they are an indie, they have to quickly correct themselves. I remember someone saying recently here in Indianapolis or wherever Indianapolis may be. Mm-hmm. And so people sometimes slip up. Are you encouraged not to talk about where the show's broadcast out of?
Well, though, I think the concern is that it would be too, if we get too location specific, then people outside of that location will sort of inadvertently, or they'll tune out because, but now, like in that instance, it's become that's become more of an inside joke for, you know, us and for the comedians. Mm-hmm. However, most radio shows that comedians go on are very local because they go onto the radio shows to push their comedy shows in a certain market, as opposed to just getting national exposure. Mm-hmm. So that person legitimately did just forget, because most of the time, you know, comedians, let's say they're on the road for 40 weeks of the year, 30 of those weeks will probably have radio or some sort of media. Mm-hmm. And so they're used to talking locally, whereas here it's the opposite because we're on so many stations, so many different places. So
yeah,
it's not a huge thing. It's just better to be generic when it comes to location.
And it really ticks Tom off, so we enjoy it. For some reason, we don't know why.
All right, Grace. Mm-hmm. Gary wants to know who does the best impersonation of you.
From that video, I really did like Bailey's. Josh is pretty spot on, though, ever since we did the Halloween thing, and then Because I do. After that video, everyone's like, oh, you make a lot of faces in the Week in Review. And I'm like, no, not that much. And then I look back and I'm like, yeah, it is that much.
I mean, you just make a lot of faces. You're just dramatic.
I'm very, how dare you?
Extra, as the kids call it.
Very. I'm very basic, too. I embrace that lifestyle. But yes, Josh is pretty spot on. I did enjoy Dean's as well.
Spangle's pretty good at it. Just on a normal everyday thing.
Yeah, on a regular everyday thing.
Grace and I tease each other a lot. More like I tease Grace. I like her laugh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. She's that. How often do you two get recognized?
Never.
That's not true. You've been recognized. I've been with you when you've been recognized.
When?
Carb Day, I think, last year.
Okay, maybe when it's situational. Yes, but...
As
if we're doing a broadcast or... go. What were you going to say?
No, no.
No, please continue.
I mean, what is situational?
I mean, it's like if we're doing a live broadcast or if it's something related to the show that we're doing, yes, then people will be like, oh, are you Grace from Bob and Tom? Yeah. Hey, this is how... Anyway. But we'll be out with Josh and people... I remember at Cracker Barrel, we were leaving and some guy goes, love Bob and Tom!
No, no, no. That was just the server who knew me.
Yeah.
Everybody at Cracker Barrel knows me.
Yeah, it's...
They have no idea what I do for a living.
He pays them hundreds of dollars a day in tips.
What about you, Josh? Do you get recognized?
Yeah. It's always nice.
Yeah.
When people, for the most part, people are kind, so.
Yeah. They're super sweet.
How do you two feel about kids' movies?
Love them.
I do like kids' movies.
Although there's a bad kids' movie really makes me sad. Like it bums me out big time.
Can you think of one off the top of your head? As of late, I guess.
I remember I was talking to somebody when the movie, this isn't that current at all, but when the movie Home Alone 3 came out.
It's not current at
all. I remember talking to somebody, I went, I'd kind of like to go see it because I love the slapstick and stuff. And the guy goes, not only was I bored, my children were bored. And I was like, oh, that's the worst thing that can happen.
That is a bad review. Yeah.
So... yeah.
But I watched a bunch of kids' movies over our Christmas break that were on Netflix, like Trolls and Sing, No Shame at All. And recently, Coco is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've got to see that.
It's so good.
Yeah, a lot of them are super funny. Chick and I go. We went and saw Storks. We went and saw the Lego Batman movie.
Ooh,
and
that was good.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah. I need to see the Ninjago? Is that what it was called? Lego Ninjago? Because it's got Dave Franco in it.
Well, that's his voice.
It's still worth it.
Patrick wants to know, Josh, do you get paid with actual money or just candy bars?
Oh.
Ruby, you know what I mean? Real stupid,
that's
Patrick.
That's the best one.
last couple. I cracked myself up with that one. Josh, Steven wants to know, what are some things about the life of a stand-up comedian that the average person would be surprised to learn?
Probably how boring it is. It's... not particularly exciting at all. You go to a town and you do a show and then you go back to your hotel and you're there a lot of times until the next show. The idea, I mean, once you go to some places, like it's exciting to go to new places and stuff, but after a while, things start to look the same and feel the same and you don't leave your hotel that often and it's just not particularly exciting. So that would probably surprise a lot of people that it's not, you know, all that sort of sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing.
Another person asked if there are lessons that you've learned in the doing of stand-up comedy that you've been able to apply to other areas of your life that might help other people.
Yeah, a lot of communication stuff, economy of words, how you can communicate to anybody in any situation way more effectively if you're not wasting words. And so that's helped. Confidence to a certain degree. Patience. It's helped me be really patient and even more understanding. And the only reason that's helped, that came about by being entirely too impatient early on, where if somebody heckled me, I would either get really upset or try to attack them, where eventually he was like, no, that's probably not the best way to handle it. So now, like, I look at it as an opportunity more than anything else. And so I don't encourage it. I would rather it not happen. But if it does, it's like, okay, I'll try to see how I can work with this as opposed to against it. And then, so that's helped me be more patient in everyday life.
Very well said.
This is from commenter Dean Metcalf.
Oh, God.
Josh, my headache seems better. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's good, man. I really think talking about the headache helps relieve a lot of the stress, so I'm happy to hear it.
Thomas asks, what are some of the unwritten rules where we work?
It was unwritten, but now that it's super sensitive thing, there's no perfume or cologne in the air booth, just because it's an air booth and it's airtight. So that is literally all you smell.
There's also an unwritten rule not to call the studio an air booth. That doesn't.
I love
it. Is that
it.
A thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's technically an air booth, but Tom uses it ironically because in regular radio, you have these tiny two rooms. Mm-hmm. One's the control room and one's the air booth.
Right.
And this is like this is bigger than my apartment.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember the first day of my internship, I was super nervous and I went to go put something in front of Tom and he goes, wearing perfume, are we? And I have never bought a bottle of perfume since.
Same.
Ever.
Yeah, he did that to me my first month here.
Yeah, I just never.
Unscented deodorant, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are a couple of the other unwritten? One of mine is sort of don't post anything unless the people involved have given it some sort of approval.
Yeah.
I think that's just common courtesy and
a lot of it is just
branding.
Basic common courtesy type stuff like that.
You know, leaving the bathrooms open during the commercial breaks in the morning, just because the people in the room, they only have that short amount of time to go and take care of business.
Yeah. So we try to stay out of the green room, out of the bathrooms during the commercial breaks for us behind the scenes types.
Mm-hmm.
I think politeness. I would say that this isn't necessarily an unwritten rule. It's just sort of a function of professionalism. We don't really get photos we take photos of the cast with people, but like, let's say the biggest star in the world showed up here, like I wouldn't get a picture taken with them.
Right.
You know, because it's kind of self-aggrandizing and that's not what we're here for. We're here to support the cast and the show.
Yeah, you don't want to bother anybody.
Yes,
right.
That too. That,
and then deter them from coming back. And it's also kind of a act like you've been there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to get I'm talking to Ron White.
Right.
I don't need to get a photo with him. That kind of thing.
It was something like, I forget if it was, I was watching Graham Norton. I think Ian McKellen said that he has it was on the Nerdist podcast. He said he has no selfie rule just because he would rather have that interaction and that memory of speaking with that person for themselves. He doesn't need to brag about it to anybody.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big thing. But there are, I will say, like when I first started, I asked for pictures with some people.
I think you still can to a certain extent.
Yeah. Like when Nikki Glaser came in, she's one of my all time favorite female comedians and she's brilliant. And I follow her. And it's awkward for Josh because they're good friends, but it's just
not awkward for me.
Well, I kind of anyway. So anyway, I asked for a picture with Nikki just because she's been, for me at least, going into this world and not having a heck of a lot of experience in comedy. She's a huge influence. So that was a big deal for me. But other than that, yeah, you kind of stray away from that stuff.
Once I was taking photos of David Koechner, who was Champ Kind and Anchorman, mm-hmm. and was taking photos of everybody, goes, I know you want one, and turned the camera around and took it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
The main rule, and Grace and I work really hard on this, is to not annoy anyone. The cast, the
guests. I don't work hard. I annoy everybody.
No. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. And this seems like the appropriate place.
Yeah.
All right. Final question. Mm-hmm. Will you two be at the broadcast in Cincinnati tomorrow?
Yep.
Yes, of course.
And where is that?
That is at a casino.
Jack Casino. We're going to be at Jack Casino in Cincinnati. It's in the party room, and that's where Margaritaville used to be. We've broadcast from there 2 years ago, I think. So I don't think you were there for that one.
Oh, in that area, right. Yes. We were at Jack's last year, but it was just a different...
It's a different room. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's super fun. It's going to be a great time. Yeah. You can see us live. And we will be... We're probably not... Speaking of pictures, taking pictures, we'll be able to meet and greet and take pictures after the broadcast. We don't have a lot of time during commercial breaks and stuff like that, so we probably won't be able to do much then, but afterwards, we'd love to say hi to you. And
sometimes if you grab somebody like me or Grace or Bailey, some of the behind-the-scenes types, and say, I'd really like to meet Josh, sometimes we can facilitate that stuff. We'll do our best. But, yeah, it's fun to go out and meet everybody and say hi, and the goal is to meet everybody, but there are also, like, 1,000 people that show up.
I know. I love live broadcasts, just at least. I mean, I'm still a newbie with it, but it's just you have that immediate reaction from people. And I think that's, you know, a thing for stand-up, too.
Yeah, it's kind of fun and exciting.
Having that immediate reaction, I think that's just so cool to watch that energy.
So on 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern or on your local radio station, check local listings. Mm-hmm. Who will be on the show, Talent Booker Grace?
Well, we have, let's see, Haywood Banks. Donnie Baker. We tried to get him to stay away, but he insisted.
Donnie will be there live.
Yeah, live. And a little guy named Bob Kavoyan.
There's no reason not to listen to this show.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can, if you're in the Cincy area, it's free to come.
Mm-hmm.
There will be posters.
There will be posters. The first 100 people there will get a free t-shirt from our affiliate there.
What?
The Fox. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen on the Fox. All right. And join the Facebook group and follow our social, because we all get dinner the night before and there's always some shenanigans, and I'll post some stuff on social media for the fans to enjoy. And last year, you two were quite the hit on the Instagram. You were goofing off. Mainly, you were just annoyed with Grace, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I see. Well, there's no denying that that will happen again.
All right.
And we will leave you this week by doing our best Chick McGee duck faces.
Okay.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.